It is time to bring in Judy Werbit. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. And also Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Werbit.
Good morning to both of you.
So can you laugh off a few pounds?
But Joe, I don't think the idea is crazy. And I think one bit of evidence for it is the experience many of us have had. I hope everybody has had it. When you get together with friends, family, for a meal, and at some point there's somebody who starts telling jokes. It's usually not at the beginning when people are eating because they're hungry and they're enjoying the food, but you know, some point where the eating slows down and people begin to chit-chat and somebody says, did you hear this? Or I just heard this, and starts telling a joke, and people start laughing. And in a few seconds, the food is forgotten, and those who are good joke tellers sort of compete with each other to see who can top the one that was just said. But people are sitting there around the table laughing. And whether the meal is completed or not, whether the food on the plate is eaten or not, is really secondary to the fun people are having laughing with each other. It's a feeling of great release, relaxation, camaraderie. We're all sharing in this particular crazy take on the universe or a bar or what have you. And I, thinking about this, realizing that one of the aspects of people that people face who are obese, who are trying to lose weight, all of us who are trying to control weight, is that you know we all deal with emotions that are causing us to use food as a companion, as a relief from boredom or tedium or loneliness or anxiety. We use it to procrastinate doing something that we don't really want to do. And there really are very few things that we can do to distract ourselves that might cause us to lose interest in eating. And one of the things that I think has been totally overlooked, well, not totally, but I don't see any evidence that's been used for dieting, is the fact that when you laugh, you really do feel better. Maybe it's transient, but you really do feel better. And it might decrease your desire to use food to produce an improvement in your mood because you're already have that feeling because you're laughing. And this came to mind. I remember a long, long time ago, a prominent editor of a then-known, very well, a very popular magazine, literary magazine called the Saturday Review, Norman Cousins, had a debilitating disease. At that time, it probably was an autoimmune disease, but at that time, there really was no cure. It was very painful. He was bedridden. And because there wasn't anything that he could be given to help him recover from it, which he did eventually, he treated himself with laughter. He just decided that if he could distract his mind, maybe it would take away the pain, although he did not know whether it might help the ultimate outcome. And at that time, you know, there was no cell phones or Netflix or Amazon, but you could get movies. And what he did was simply set himself this program of watching funny movies, as funny as he could find them, and funny videos and reading books. And what he wrote about in a book that he published after he fortunately did recover was, it's called The Anatomy of an Illness, was that when he could have 10 minutes, as he described it, of a belly laugh, you know, sort of the kind that you do when you see slapstick, for example, you're sort of helplessly laughing, the pain went away. And the pain went away long enough so that he could actually sleep and get rest, and maybe that helped his healing. And I thought, well, why couldn't this be integrated into a weight loss program? And when I started doing some research on it, what I found to my amazement, because, of course, whenever you do research on Google, you find things that you never knew existed, but they're there.
And sometimes don't know if they're true.
Exactly, but there are laughter clubs. There really are organizations dedicated to having people get together to laugh. And I thought it was simply to, you know, share jokes or teach you how to not forget the punchline, you know, which I always do. but they go put you, and there's also something called laughter yoga, to put you through the sort of the body movements and the breathing movements that you have when you're laughing, and then they actually induce laughing. I mean, and there are not very many of these, but this is something that exists. And I thought, well, why couldn't you have this as an alternate to going to a place like Weight Watchers? And, you know, people get together and they're weighed in, and, you know, somebody talks about, you know, what vegetables you should be eating the next week, and then people talk about the things that cause them to overeat. And I thought, instead of doing that, which is really a negative, why can't you have people say, okay, let's hear some good jokes this week, and let's laugh. And then, you know, you take the funny story home with you, and when you might think of eating something, you know, that extra cookie that you, or no cookie that you shouldn't be eating, or that ice cream cone, you sort of think about that joke, and you chuckle, and you feel good, and your smile comes to your face, and you might not eat that snack that you should not be eating. And why can't you have people who are like these more or morbidly obese shut-ins, you know, who are told, you know, go lose weight and then maybe we'll operate on you or something or do bariatric surgery. Okay, before you can eat, you have to watch 15, 20 minutes of this funny movie and then just see whether you're going to be eating as much as you might if you've been sitting around for 15 or 20 minutes feeling sorry for yourself. And you know, why couldn't you possibly try to induce laughing and the good feeling that comes with laughing in people to see whether it actually decreases appetite? You know, nothing ever seems to work. And maybe this works, and at the very least, it would put people in a better humor, which is something I think our country needs, you know, desperately. You know, maybe we should simply have laugh clubs in general. But I really do think that this is something that's been totally overlooked. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if you went to your therapist, and instead of saying, you know, three psychiatrists walked into a bar and something happened, the psychiatrist told a story about himself or herself. I mean, I do think that this is something that should be explored.
No, I think you are absolutely right. And just the whole humor thing, it's just got to help.
Yeah, and the reason this came to mind is that I was writing something, and I happened to write about a lecture I heard several years ago about the history of humor. And during the lecturer, of course, this is why we all came to hear him, you know, told jokes. And I happened to write it down with this particular one right because it was so funny. And I came across it a couple of years later when I was just looking at something I'd written. I thought, I started laughing. I was by myself in front of my computer, and I couldn't stop laughing. And I felt so much better having done this. And I thought, you know, this is great to be able to sort of laugh. Or just, you know, you go to a dinner party and somebody told a joke yesterday, and you're going off to the grocery store, and you're thinking about it, and you sort of chuckle to yourself. Or I remember once when I was running, listening to books on tape, I listened to a book by David Sedaris, who's extremely funny, a stand-up comedian. And I was laughing so much that I literally had to stop running because I sort of bent over laughing. And, you know, and I think that just laughing did me as much good as running around, you know, doing my run. And I thought, this is something that people really ought to think about. I mean, you're looking at somebody who can never remember a punchline, so I'm not the one to deliver the jokes. But there has to be some way of getting this done.
I think you are absolutely right. This is a great idea. So, laughingly, we will talk to you.
Have a merry life. Merry week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertmann, Food for Mood.